now at feralaudio.com/shop. Three new Feral Audio t-shirts are available for a limited time in over a dozen styles and colors. Men's, women's, tank tops, hoodies, stickers, and more, including an original design Monarch by Julia Hagelin seen on our historic Comic-Con 2016 Hall H panel. Check them out at feralaudio.com/shop.
Hey guys, Randy and Jason Sklar here along with Daniel Van Kirk.
Hi.
We are the hosts of Dumb People Town, and we have a phenomenal guest on this week.
She's the clothes are off.
She's with us right now. Her name is Aisha Tyler, and there's a lot of nakedness on this episode.
There's a lot of nudity in this episode, and unfortunately for all of you, it's still a podcast.
None of it is you.
Unfortunately, none of it.
No, yeah, couple good
origin
stories.
I actually am wearing all of my clothes at one time.
Yeah. She actually put more on the more nakedness.
She suited up, as they say.
She suited up.
I have a Kevlar vest.
And she's ready. Ready to rock. So check it out this week. Phenomenal episode of Dumb People Town.
Feral Audio.
Yay! Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Welcome.
Welcome to Union Hall. That's my mom.
That's her mom, and she is a ghost now. You guys, hi! Woo! Okay, raise your hand or applaud, or raise one hand and applaud with that one hand if you listen to Mouth Time. Okay, great, like two of you. And give a round of applause if you read Reductress.com.
No!
Okay, two of you, but a louder two. Give a round of applause if you're a woman.
Yeah!
Heck yeah, all of you. Okay.
Yes.
This is so exciting. So we're coming at you. Sorry, let me just adjust my...
If you haven't noticed, we're both on stools.
We've never sat on stools before.
No, it's so high. It's like standing, but less. If that makes any sense at all.
I don't really understand. Okay, so we're coming, for people that are listening at home on their iPods or whatever.
Oh,
people
my God.
Used to listen, like, iPods, I assume.
AirPods,
iPod Touch. We are doing this podcast live from Union Hall. Our last podcast was live with Lauren Duca, and it was at UCB, which is a basement. But don't worry, we're in a different place, but it's still a basement. So
yeah. Don't
worry. We would never do a live podcast from anywhere that wasn't a basement.
Basement culture is so important. Pardon to me, I feel trapped. I feel like I can't breathe, and that's what I love. Kind of continually sucking in.
Exactly. Being in a basement makes me feel really skinny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel really skinny.
Because
the basement is so big.
Yeah.
Because basements are always really big, and I love to just slip on a nice basement.
Yeah, and just fall down the stairs and just break
slip
my
into
tit.
Into a basement.
Yeah.
Did you say break your tit?
Teeth.
Oh.
Or my tit.
I thought you said that you slide on the stairs and you break your tit.
Maybe.
That's dirty. I don't like that word. Okay, so are you guys ready to see a podcast?
Woo!
Yay! All right, let's freaking...
Here we go.
I'm going to raise up the... Okay. Wow, people can't see this if they're listening on their iPods, but...
Or on their iPads.
We have music stands like a friggin' show choir. Okay.
Okay.
Let's friggin' do this.
Open wide, it's
Mouth Time! With Reductress.
I'm Manoa.
And I'm Zakora.
And we're just two girls.
Who share what our heads are thinking.
By moving our mouths.
Oh,
harms.
On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about. We're giving back.
We partner with some of the most exclusive and sexy and important charities, and we can't wait to talk all about how good we are.
We forgot about daylight savings, and now we're living in the past.
And we're joined by author of You Can't Touch My Hair and Other Things I Still Have to Explain, and co-host of Two Dope Queens and So Many White Guys, Phoebe Robinson.
Yay! We're really nervous because she's like the queen of podcasts.
Uh-oh.
The queen. We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, wife advice, inspiration, and volunteer opportunities that make you say, I'm really busy, but that's amazing for you. Okay, wow. Yay, this is... So exciting.
I love.
Okay, so first of all, some of you might have noticed that my usual co-host,
is
Quen,
dead.
Is, no, she's not dead. she's in jail. My usual co-host, Quen, is in jail because she fucked up a boat. It's crazy. She saw a boat and she decided, she was like, I'm going to fuck up that boat.
And she punched it.
She punched the boat. And she punched it really hard and she punched a hole in it. And then the water came in and everybody drowned.
So, is she dead?
No.
Okay.
No, but everybody on the boat, I think, is dead. Oopsies. But it's really exciting to have you here.
Thank you so much. I hate being in jail for murder, and I'm really glad to be here instead tonight.
Yeah, no, this is huge. I'm, like, really excited. I'm nervous because I know that, like, when you leave the office, you like to forget that Reductress exists.
Yeah, that's true. I think I mentioned that in my interview. I went in and was like, I want a job that not only can I like totally forget about it when I leave the office, but I want to actually not remember that I even work there when I get home. And for me, Reductress is that. Aww. And I'm privileged.
That's so sweet. That's really sweet.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah. So basically, Manila joined us at Reductress recently as a volunteer editor and also the head of snacks. Yeah, but her real full-time job is being the wife to a rich man who is unfortunately now deceased.
Hashtag buzz call. Honestly, it's such a blessing that my full-time job as a wealthy widow doesn't conflict with my volunteer job at Reductress.
Yeah.
Because it would just, I could not handle that. You know, and again, as soon as I leave this job, I completely forget that I, you know, I've ever been here.
Yeah, we have to go and like literally retrain you on your job every single morning.
Every morning.
Like every day, I have to like go to your mansion in Turtle Bay, which is a neighborhood in Manhattan. And I have to remind you that you have to come to work and what your job is and where you are and who you are.
Yeah, whenever you open my sleep pod and take me out of the jail, I'm like, who the fuck is this bitch?
Yeah, you do say that everyone here, like, who is this bitch?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Manila, hi, it's me, Dakota, from Reductress. Do you remember? We're coworkers. We added a moon.
And I'm like, I've never seen a more beautiful woman.
And you're like, yeah. And that's when you're like, who is this bitch?
Yeah. So I get up, I'm like, let's fucking go.
It's exactly like 50 First Dates.
Bitch, 50 First Dates is my absolute favorite film.
Oh,
Andy Sambler.
Andy Sambler. 50 First Dates is my favorite film, and Andy Sambler is my favorite actor.
Have you seen Spanglish?
Oh my God, I love Spanglish.
Remember when the girl's too chubby for her pants?
I was like, are
That's
you
me.
Kidding? No. Were you too chubby for your pants?
No.
I've never even worn pants.
No, that's dresses.
I never would. Dresses only or nude legs and a crop top.
Yeah.
And a diaper. That's my signature look. Raise your hand, those of you in our live audience, if 50 First Dates is your favorite movie. Oh, everybody. Wow. For people listening on their iPods, every single person just raised their hand and cheered.
And if you guys remember like that crazy shit that went down at the Oscars when 50 First Dates didn't win.
Oh, my God. That was crazy. That was so upsetting.
We're here to take back that night.
Yeah. Take back, truly take back the night.
Finally.
Yes. I'm just like, what is Andy Sambler even up to now?
Click.
Click. Jlack and Jlil.
Caddy Shaw. Oh my God, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Andy Sambler.
Andy Sambler.
He's the star of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Cop
I don't
drama.
Know. I love cops. I love cop drama.
All of cop.
I like all sort of drama.
Me too. Yeah. But in high school, I was like, no drama girl.
That's true. You lived a no drama life in high school, right?
I've never been in a fight.
Yeah.
That wasn't physical. What about you?
I've actually never been in a physical fight. All of my fights are like, we whisper like this. And we're like, I'm really upset right now.
I'm sure I was deeply triggered by that just now.
It's very, I have to, every time I get in a big fight, I'm like, well, you know what I think? We're going to take this outside. And then we go outside and I'm like, what you said really
really hurt me. And when you say that I'm a bitch, I feel like a bitch.
And for those of you at home, I am crying very hard right now.
Yeah, wow, you're like a mess.
Meanwhile, I'm just outside punching a fucking boat.
Yeah, you did punch a boat before, right?
Yeah, that's why I totally relate to your friend.
To Quinn, yeah, because she totally fucked up a boat. She punched in the fucking
stern. A boat, that's a different story. That is something I would love to do.
To fuck a boat.
Yeah.
I would fuck a boat.
Just swallow it all inside.
I would swallow up a whole big boat.
Yes, Quinn.
And then I'll be in my tum-tum.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have a big boat inside of my tum-tum.
Have you guys been on that Pirates of the Caribbean ride in Disneyland?
That's... Yeah, who's been to that ride? Oh, you raise your hand, Manila.
Well, that's the boat I want to fuck.
I would fuck that boat. I would fuck that scene where everybody is like reaching out of the bars trying to get the keys. I would fuck that whole scene.
There's so many limbs up there.
They put that scene in the movie. Did you guys see Pirates of the Caribbean, the movie starring Andy Sampler? He was so good in that movie.
He was so good. He was the voice of my generation. Ugh.
Manila, I'm in such a good mood.
I know. I'm in a mood.
I'm in like a really good mood today.
I feel really happy, like I could jump or walk.
I know. I just feel amazing. And do you know why that is?
Why is that?
Because we're giving back.
That feels so good to get back.
I know. Like sometimes when I'm out, I go to like eat my food. I'm like ordering food at a restaurant and the food comes and I'm like, oh, no. And then I give it back. Like, I give back. Like, I'm always giving back, you know?
Exactly. I feel like I'm constantly giving back. Like, I don't know off the top of my head, but sometimes when I go out to eat, like, I'll order something, and I'll be like, this actually isn't what I ordered, and I give it back.
Oh, yeah. Like, you give back.
Yeah.
You give your food back because it's not what you wanted.
No.
You wanted two orders of fries, not one order of fries.
No, I wanted two.
Exactly. Same.
So I guess you could say we both give back, and I'm constantly spitting on waiters.
Oh, me too. I'm like always spitting on waiters. Sometimes like my food will come and it like won't be what I wanted and I won't say what I want, but I will just spit on the waiter.
Damn.
Cause that really like, that is kind of the like physical equivalent, I guess, of being like, we have to take this outside.
Using your words.
Exactly. It's just like, using your words is spitting on the waiter.
Yeah, because spit is from the mouth and so are words.
Exactly. So anyway. That's what a podcast is. A podcast is spitting into a microphone.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've gotten super into giving back. Mm-hmm. And one way that we're giving back is giving to charities.
Honestly, I feel like just like being in Brooklyn right now is kind of charity.
Yeah, it is. You're welcome, live audience. As people who listen to the podcast know, I live in Midtown Manhattan, and I live in Times Square. I live inside of an Elmo costume, and I've never been below 40th Street before.
Yeah, and like on a very similar note, I have also been subletting the Midtown Sephora.
Oh!
And so like we're kind of nabs lately, and it's been gorgeous.
I friggin' love the Midtown Sephora.
Yeah, you can paint your nails.
You can paint your nails. You can put on eyeliner, eyeshadow.
No
one
will stop
you. You can do a full facial. It's truly a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that there's a Sephora in Brooklyn?
No.
I love, this is like, speaking of charity, there is a Sephora in Brooklyn, in downtown, and from what I've heard, it's always pretty empty. And so you can go there and like, be left alone. Because people
like
in Sephora are always bothering you. They're like, do you need anything?
I know, I hang a lot.
And I'm like, just because I'm putting eyeshadow literally all over my face, no, I don't need anything.
Yeah, I'm fucking hungry, let me eat.
I know, I'm like, okay, I'm eating all your lipsticks. Let me do something for me for fucking once.
Yeah. And what I love about giving back is that your donation is tax deductible.
Exactly, which means that when tax season rolls around, you get totally deduced by your county, and then you guys hook up, and then you don't have to do any of your taxes.
I don't want to get emotional tonight, but I remember when my husband, RIP.
Yeah, rest in peace. Wow.
First seduced me, and like we were on his yacht in France.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, I have a lot of money I want to give you. And I was like, okay, for sure.
Yeah, you were just on board.
Literally.
Your husband was very old, but sounds really great.
He was really old and also really hard to be around, but I loved him so much.
Usually, like, usually I have like a rule that's like hashtag no olds.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like when it comes to Hubsons, it's different.
Totally. I feel like it's hashtag no old women. Cause like, that's fucking disgusting.
That's disgusting.
But old man, it's like, they have something going on. I don't know what it is.
I know. I'm like, sometimes I look at an old man, I'm like, what? I like see them standing on their yacht, like in their like whatever giant apartment, like, and I'm like, what is it about you? Like, they're holding wads of cash and I'm like, God, what is it about you? They're like handing me their black Amex and I'm like, what is it about? You've got like
the je ne sais quoi.
It's a twink. Yeah. I didn't know you spoke Spanglish.
I studied abroad.
Did you study abroad in Spangland?
In, yes.
The basis of the
movie Spanglish.
The movie Spanglish starring...
Ambre Sambler.
Okay, so we do want to talk about charities because this is really important to us. Yeah. So, okay, here are some charities that you can totally donate to, and they're really awesome. We're really excited about them. Yeah. And like, you, if you donate, you get totally deduced by your accountant. So, okay, so one of them is called Chair Me. And this is a charity that helps rich ladies think of ideas for charities.
Open your wallets and your mind.
I love that.
I do too. The next one is Soulmates, which is huge. They subsidize soul cycle classes for women who already belong to Pure Bar.
Yeah.
Because those memberships are so expensive.
They're really expensive and you have two of them. And so like one of them should be subsidized.
Totally.
I think that's beautiful. This is a Reductress fave. We've got, it's not exactly a charity, but it's Boreal Anti-Bullying Makeup. It's definitely a worthy product to spend your money on. Basically, like, if you're a kid and you're getting bullied, why don't you just try putting on some fucking makeup?
Yeah.
I'm like, change your face. You know what I mean? If you're getting bullied, consider changing your face.
I think what's beautiful about today is that everyone's face can look the same.
Exactly. Exactly.
The next charity that I'm really well excited about is actually Boxed Up, in which we donate boxed lunches to women who eat at our desks.
Eating at your desks is like a huge part of working in this gig economy, and like it's so amazing that like the woman who's working like 47 hours a day at a startup who like eats at her desk, like we can bring her a box lunch with like a fucking La Panna Cotidiana like sandwich inside.
Spanglish queen.
Yeah, I see Spanglish too. La Panna Cotidiana. Prêt à manger.
Cool, I like it.
Yeah. One time I had a day where I barfed inside of two pret-a-mangers.
And Dakota!
And that's just something about me.
Dakota, can I ask?
Yeah.
Are you a doer?
I am a doer. And by doer, I mean, yes, I do barf inside pret-a-manger.
Just wanted to clear that up.
Okay, a couple more cool charities. Yeah. There's this charity called the Make-A-Dish Foundation, and it teaches you how to make pasta.
Yeah, before I worked with them, I kept eating the pasta raw and being like, these chips taste so weird.
Yeah, the main thing that the charity does is like they come to your house and they're like, you have been eating this pasta raw.
Yeah.
And they show you how to boil water.
Yeah. And they throw it on your face and they're like, wake up, bitch.
Yeah, they're like, you've been sleeping for 46 hours.
And sometimes you need that.
You have a problem.
On the next charity, Puppies for Ponies. You know, I really think that pets deserve pets, too.
Everyone deserves a pet.
At Pee Proof Pee, you know, we donate a puppy for each pony you have at your second farm. We don't, not first farm.
It's not fair. If you only have one farm, you don't qualify.
No.
It's if you have two farms. And the puppies can ride on the ponies. And that's like a cool thing for the internet.
Yeah.
For example. And finally, this charity is so amazing. It's called 50/50. And are you okay?
They just really help me a lot.
Yeah. They support women who have the 51st dates disease. It afflicts a lot of women. I can hear the live audience kind of like crying. And I know that it's probably because I'm looking around and counting the number of people here, which is 4,000. At least 2,000 of you have 51st dates disease. And that's where you forget who you are and where you are every single morning. And Andy Sambler has to convince you why you should fuck him.
And
every morning
and every morning I say thank God yes.
You're like, yes,
stuff it in, baby.
Yeah actually every morning I open your pod. I unstick you from your gel. And then I am, after I remind you what your job is, I'm always like, would you fuck Andy Samberg?
And I say, I'm just going to slip into something a little more comfortable.
It's true.
And then I'm like, TV code for yes.
Yes. I don't know. It just feels really nice to get back, especially when like life has been so like random and weird lately.
It has been so hard lately.
Yeah. Because
of time travel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is wild, but everyone at Reductress forgot about daylight savings. Mm-hmm. And actually we've been living in the past for weeks now.
Yeah. Like for you guys, it's like whatever. But for us, it's like an hour ago. And that's like really like we're just basically living an hour behind everyone else. And it's so confusing because of like the rules of the space time contin.
Yeah. I mean, it's like it's kind of like Looper, but mm-hmm. it's not like that. And it is like that. And it isn't like that.
Yeah. Like Bruce Willis is there, but it's also like what?
Is that a Bradley Cooper joint?
I think it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh.
And Bruce Wallace. And one of those women who's either
Jessica Chastain,
Rose Byrne, yeah. Michelle Monaghan. Like, there's a bunch of women that all look identical.
They're so pointy. They're so pointy in the face.
It's one of those pointy women who's like maybe British, but also maybe she's just from Boston. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
It's one of those.
My mother was much like that.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
For sure.
So basically we have to be super careful like constantly because we at any time could run into our like future selves. Again, like time travel really confusing, but we could basically run into our future selves.
Yeah, it's so confusing because we actually have doubles now, which is mm-hmm. so stressful.
Yeah, it's really stressful. And we don't want to run into our doubles because our doubles are like bitches.
They're so mean.
They're
really
mean. Like we did run into our doubles once. And this is crazy. Our doubles looked at us and they were like, "You look tired." What the heck?
The fangs came out. I got physical.
I felt so bad. Yeah, that's true. You started like beating up our doubles immediately when you saw them. You were like, "No!" And I was like, "You guys." I was like, "Let's take this outside."
Yeah.
But there are a lot of like perks of time travel, I've found.
I feel like with time travel, like, I don't know. The question I'm dealing with is like, should I go back and unmurder my husband?
What?
Nothing. I just coughed.
Oh.
Okay. I think what's cool about time travel is that it makes you quirky.
Yes. It makes you so quirky.
Yes. And also you can just find out who won The Bachelor over and over again.
Yes. This is so true. You're like, and I'm always surprised.
Always. Because I guess the bad part of time travel is that you continually find out again and again that you did not win The Bachelor.
I'm so sorry. I know that we kind of were like, we're not going to talk about this, but
yeah.
Do you want to talk about The Bachelor?
Yeah, yeah, I actually do. Nick is the most interesting man alive.
I know. You had a really tough go of it.
And when Santa Claus came to my episode, do you have any Bachelor fans here?
Okay, everybody.
I think nothing makes a grown woman trying to find love hornier than Santa Claus showing up on your date.
This is a really good point.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I would love Santa Claus to show up on a date with my boyf.
Who's your boyf?
Well, I'm not allowed to say because he works in the government. But it's Newt Gingrich.
Yavach! Yeah. There's something about him.
I know. I don't know what it is.
Got that.
I think it's just his dumb fat fucking face. Do you know what I mean?
It's like a big tortilla.
It is. It's like a big, and I'm just like, give me some Chipotle, bitch.
Just sour cream and all over it,
sour cream, yeah. He's pure sour cream. But yeah, so I don't know. My boyf is Newt Gingrich or whatever. It feels like really good to say it out loud. Like, my boyfriend is Newt Gingrich.
I'm so proud of you tonight for letting us
share. Thank you so much. It feels, I mean, I come from a very political family because my stepmom is Dahlstein.
Such a bitch.
I know. I love talking about her because I fucking hate her guts so much.
Well, now she's like a TBT.
Exactly. Hashtag TBT. Hashtag Dahlstein. Hashtag raised a bunch of money for a recount and then ate all of the money. But, you know, it's fine. Some people are hungry and what they're hungry for is money. They're hungry for is $4 million. And that's fine. And that's you. And, like, we're learning to, like, love each other. And I know that. And I'm trying to, like, reach across the aisle. And that's part of why I started, you know, dating Newt Gingrich. And, like... It's just like sometimes you just like take a look inside of yourself and the person that you find is like somebody who just honestly like does have feelings for Newt Gingrich. And like, I think this is something that like a lot of women can relate to, is like one day you wake up and you look at your life and you're like, I am dating Newt Gingrich.
And that's what the entirety of the show Girls was about.
Yes. Give it up for Girls. Wow.
I'm one, you're one. We got it.
40 seasons of really good stuff.
Pure bliss. Okay, I think now it's time for our stickiest seggy.
Yes.
The mouthwash. Where we take one of this week's headlines, chew on it until it loses flavor, then stick it under our desks during social studies.
Bad. Today's headline is how I saved $1 a day just by avoiding the homeless woman I usually give $1 to.
Oh, that is a beautiful way to give back.
I know, because it's giving back to yourself.
Sometimes I give back to myself by donating my belongings to a thrift store, and then I put on a disguise and I go buy them back, and I'm like, someone has impeccable taste.
I love that. That's amazing and beautiful and honestly insane.
I know, I'm a bad girl.
You are such a bad girl. Not giving a dollar to a homeless woman every day is just like one of those amazing budgeting tricks where you just like do it every day and you don't have to think about it. And then one day you're like, wow, I have so many friggin' dollars.
Yes. And I have to say, I also saved a lot of money on ATM fees because that homeless bitch does not take cards.
Yeah, she doesn't take cards. I asked, I was like, do you have Square?
Square. I was going to say Square.
I was like, because she was like, I don't take cards. And I was like, you should get Square.
Okay, retweet if you use Square today.
Oh my God, everybody.
I bought bone broth with Square at Whole Foods Williamsburg.
Oh my God, bone broth. I've never tried bone broth. I'm too scared because I'm afraid of skeletons.
Well, happy Halloween, bitch. It's delicious.
Is it true that it's ground down from a whole skeleton?
I have to share that I have no idea what's in it, but I drink every last drop.
Yum, yum, yum. So I've done a lot of things to like start budgeting because like I'm very rich. Like I'm really rich, and that's not saying like I'm very rich. But I feel like even if you're really rich, like you can still save money.
Yeah, I just want to piggyback on that and say like I am very rich, and I also am very rich.
Yeah, but you're like also very rich.
Yes, and I wanted to kind of add a new voice to the conversation and say, sure, I'm very rich.
Yeah, we have different kinds of money though, because my rich is like my family and also like podcast money from like doing this podcast. I'm very rich.
We make a lot of money doing the podcast.
I'm very rich from this podcast. And your money is from your...
My husband.
Your husband.
Who invented... What's it called? You know what I mean. Slime. Everyone's slime. 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 We're making the slime accounts.
Yes. That's right. Your husband, he invented slime, and you have all that slime money now.
Yeah. Slimy money, Summer Sanders style.
Summer Sanders.
Yes, TBT.
Olympic swimmer and host of the slime...
Big shouldered babe and host of Figure It Out.
Figure It Out.
Summer Sanders.
I was really young when that show came out because I'm years old.
We're the same age.
We're both a little bit older than Sue and a little bit less than
and our birthday party will be both turning.
Oh my God, I can't wait to finally turn.
But it doesn't mean that we don't need to save money just because we're both rich.
Exactly. So, okay, I have started saving money by, I stopped paying taxes.
Yes.
And I also never started paying taxes to begin with. And so I've saved a lot of money that way by just never paying taxes ever.
Yeah, and I've been doing this new thing I found on Pinterest to save money. It's so nifty. It's actually called stealing.
Oh. I heard about that, and I heard that that's something that you can do at the Sephora in Midtown.
Yeah.
Yes. But not at the Sephora in Brooklyn. I don't know.
I've never been there.
I think it's too empty, so you don't want to steal. I've been fancy squatting, which is where you are a squatter, but you squat in nice homes, and you just act like you belong there.
Yeah.
You just walk in, and you're like, this is mine now.
And Daddy Warbucks comes down, and he's like, why not?
Yeah. Oh, typically the twist on fancy squatting is that you have to get adopted.
Yeah, you have to be wearing the Annie wig.
You have to be dressed like Annie, and you have to be adopted by like a Daddy Warbucks type that's like looking like is into that.
Right.
And that's what fancy squatting is, and that's how I've been saving money.
Mm-hmm.
It's really effective.
Yeah. I've been saving money by investing in oil futures.
Oh, that's actually a really good way to save money, is to just invest in oil futures.
I don't even know what that means.
No, neither do I.
But I just have been sort of grabbing underneath the sand and being like, yes.
Yeah. I was wondering why you showed up here tonight with like so much sand in your pockets.
Don't talk.
Oh, and you have so many pockets.
That's because I'm rich.
Yeah. Well, similarly, I think I've been saving money by colluding with Russia.
Oh.
I don't know. I heard somebody talking about collusion, and I was like, that sounds really fun.
I think that's when you like make a smoothie.
Yes, exactly. A smoothie, you put like the ingredients inside of a blender, and then you collude them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a smoothie.
Russia's so on trend right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've also been, well, I did a really bold thing. I sold my play jet and I am just keeping my main jet.
Oh, so now you only have one jet. Are you okay? You're sobbing.
No. I'm pissing out my eyes.
Oh, your eyes are peeing.
You have to hydrate. Anyways, some other saving money tips.
Yeah, be a baby.
Yeah. And then become Gerber's baby.
Yeah. Become Gerber's baby and make billions. Or hide money in your butt.
Just put it on there.
Put it in your butt. Oh, my gosh. So that's how you can save money. It's really important to be budgeting. Don't forget the easiest thing, which is just, like, anytime you make money, just put it in your butt. And, like, just keep it in your butt and kind of forget about it. I can kind of sense that the audience is like, I don't like to put things in my butt. To which I say, you should try.
No.
You should try it.
You should try it.
Anything, but especially money.
Yeah.
Are you guys having fun at this live podcast? Okay, great. How do you feel, Manila?
Okay.
Manila Folder.
I have a lot of money in my butt right now, so honestly, sitting on this stool is a bit trying.
Yeah, I also, I don't really have a lot. I have a lot of credit cards inside my butt. And some commemorative coins.
Yeah. Sacagawea.
Sacagawea.
For me personally, I use my credit cards as bookmarks. So to me, you just look like a book.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. I'm an open book.
Oh my God.
Some might say an open book. Okay. So if you are enjoying watching this podcast live, or if you are enjoying listening to this podcast live at home on your iPod, then you should friggin' go online, go to iTunes, click subscribe, write like a glowing review, be like, I love everything about these women. Yeah. I love their voices. I love the way they sound. Yeah. I love, like, it's like music to my ears.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, the vocal fry makes me feel good about my choices.
Yeah.
It's something that you could say, for example, tweet about us,
like us. Smash the like, just write the review. You can say something like, you know, their tone reminds me of, you know, the best music ever, which is, as we know, college acapella.
exactly. You're like, I love college acapella, and second after that, I love math time. Like, tweet at us, like us on Facebook. Honestly, find out where we live, like, come say hi.
Yeah.
Like
Turtle Bay.
I live in Turtle Bay, Elmo Costume in Midtown. Just like go up to any Elmo Costume in Midtown Manhattan and be like, hello, Dakota.
And then kiss it on the lips and say love is actually all around. Hashtag love actually. Hashtag Hugh Grant.
Yep. Exactly. So guys, click subscribe, write reviews. That's all we can say. It really helps us out a lot. And that's all we can say because the rest is classified. Guys, are you ready for us to bring on our guest? We have literally such an incredible guest. I'm excited.
She's
also
so cool.
I'm nervous because she's so cool. You guys, she's the author of You Can't Touch My Hair and Other Things I Still Have to Explain, and the co-host of not one but two podcasts, Two Dope Queens and So Many White Guys with Alana Glazer. Welcome to the stage, Phoebe Robinson!
Doing a European cheek kiss right now.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hi, how are you guys?
So good. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
This is so exciting. Yeah. I could tell the whole first half of our podcast, I was like, they love me. Like, they love me, but I was like, they want Phoebe.
No.
No, it's fine. Like,
that's not true. Guys.
No, I didn't get that vibe. I was like, they want only me forever.
I was like, they're loving what I have to give, but they want being me.
Oh, thank you. That's a very nice thing to say. I appreciate it. You guys are fantastic.
No. You're fantastic. We're such big fans. You're the queen of podcasts.
You are.
And books now.
I'm trying. Well, two podcasts. That's a pretty good start. I might do a third one. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong?
Well, I'm exclusive to WNYC, but I think it might be one where I would produce it and not be in it.
Well, yeah.
Behind the looking glass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. That's very cool.
Yeah, but we'll see. Yeah.
Do you feel like podcasts are the future?
I know you guys are saying you got very rich off of podcasting, mm-hmm. which is amazing. Yeah. I have not. So,
oh, that's so weird. We're like so rich because of this podcast.
I should have like done what you guys did, but I do think it exposed me to people that then created other like career opportunities. So that's nice.
Yes.
So it's about networking.
Yeah, it is about networking, which is great. Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
in this room right now is part of a networking experiment, including the audience. And it's so exciting because it's like I'm looking out at all of our future collaborators and I'm like, it's so beautiful.
They are beautiful.
I think
very, very white.
Yes. Yeah, well,
I know I said very white. One you and the rest white. Very white. That's very white. That's almost the most white you can be.
There are 4,000 people here in our audience and they are all white. We didn't pick them.
Yeah.
We did actually. We went out and we picked our audience one by one.
That's good.
Yeah, we were like they should all be white.
Do you know what's horrible?
What?
I went to high school with this person who's now in a band, and it's called Very White.
What?
Wait, should he be killed?
Should that be like Kill Bill 3?
It's killing so awful.
What kind of music is it? Before we kill this person, what kind of music?
I can't listen. I don't know.
Is it college acapella?
Yeah. Yes, it's a college acapella.
Because
group.
If it's college acapella, I'd be like, that's fine.
They're all called Very
I'm
White.
Like, you can have that.
Enough.
That's
wait,
crazy.
Are those overalls from Madewell?
These are, I'm wearing overalls from ASOS.
Ooh, I love ASOS too.
I do.
Great choice.
I'm wearing overalls right now, and it took me literal years to work up the courage.
Why?
But here I am, the star of a podcast, and I'm wearing overalls, and the whole audience is very envious of me, mm-hmm. and feels pretty good. Do you wear overalls? What have you got? What you're wearing is really good.
This is a jumper from H&M. And this blazer is also from H&M. And then this is just a free Facebook hat that I got, but I always wear it backwards because I'm embarrassed to like.
Does it say Facebook on the
back? It has the logo on it. Like, I don't want people to think I work for them.
Right.
But it keeps my head warm, so I wear it, but flip it backwards.
That's the number one thing that a hat should do is keep your head warm.
Yeah.
In my opinion, some hats don't. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Are you broken? But you can't fix a hat.
No, once it's made, it's over.
And it doesn't keep your head warm, then it's just been broken from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm like, get that hat in therapy because it's broken.
You know.
Okay, wow, we've really stalled, but listen. Yeah. There's no reason to stop because we've been talking for literal hours.
Yeah.
So, okay, you wrote a book. Congrats.
I did. Thank you. Thank you. This is so exciting. Thank
it's an amazing
you.
Book.
Thank yeah. you. Thanks.
Your book is so good. Tell us about your book. It just came out this year. It's called You Can't Touch My Hair and Other Things I Still Have to Explain.
Yes. I came up with it back in, what is it, 2017? So 2014 end of it.
Okay.
Because I always wanted to write a book, and that's why I started my blog, which I abandoned, Blaria, Black Daria. And I remember my manager at the time, I'm not with her anymore, I'm with someone else. But
I'm so sorry, rest in peace.
No, she just like ghosted me because she didn't think I was going to amount to anything. But anyway, she like,
oh, wow.
I know, she's a dumb bitch. But,
sounds like she has 50 first dates.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Very 50 first dates. Maybe she didn't remember. Maybe she had that disease and she was like, I don't know who Phoebe is. I forget.
Right. She's like, who's this girl calling me every day? Anyway, I always wanted to write a book, and that's why I started the blog, to like learn how to be a better writer. And she was like, oh, you're not going to be able to like sell a book. And then I ended up selling a book, and then I spent 13 months writing it.
Oh, wow.
And then it came out October 2016, and it became a New York Times bestseller, which was like amazing. Yes. Very exciting, and it was just really cool. Like, my parents read it, which I was very nervous about because I make a lot of sex jokes in it. But they enjoy it.
That's great.
And my mom, she's so cute. My mom, Octavia, she likes to go on Amazon to see what the customer reviews are saying. And she gets upset at the negative ones. And Mom, you can't read them.
Does she respond to them?
She doesn't respond. She doesn't respond to them, but she will tell me, she's like, this made me very upset. And my dad can read them. He's totally fine with it. He's like, that's just how people are. Some people are going to hate on women because they're women. And I was like, yeah, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
But my mom is like just too weak for it.
Yeah. I understand. That's like when I look at iTunes reviews for this podcast, and weirdly people are like, Dakota's voice made me want to commit suicide. And I'm like, that's so weird.
Yeah, because your voices are pretty like... Yeah. They're great.
Thank you. Yeah. We brought you on to compliment our voices. We were like, who can we bring on who's like not super busy, who can just like come and compliment our voices? Yeah. So obviously your book is amazing, and it deals with a lot of like very important topics. Like, for example, the show Bones.
Yeah.
I guess my question is, because you mentioned Bones like pretty early into the book, and I was like, I guess my question is like, did you ever consider making the whole book about the show Bones?
No.
Okay, interesting, interesting. I misread.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, it was like one sentence out of like the entire book, but I understand that.
It really stood out to me.
We're bones heads.
Yeah, you're bones heads.
I guess you could say we're bones heads.
Wow.
It's always playing at the gym. Do you notice that? Every time I go to the gym, an episode of Bones is on.
Yeah. Bones is on all the time. There are 40 seasons. There really are so many seasons.
And there's also 40 Deschanel sisters.
Yes.
And they're each in a different season.
Yeah, they actually, that's true. Like, Emily Deschanel was in the first season, but then they kept replacing her with other sisters.
Slowly, boy, slowly, loin.
Yeah. And they hide that it's a changing woman because they put her in such chunky necklaces you can't see her face. She's always covered. Her face is always covered.
Yeah. Shrouded. I've noticed that too. That's good eye. Very good eye.
But, okay, we're just super proud of strong women who make a good book.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to ask, like, what advice would you have out there for listeners or viewers who want to make a book?
The first step is you want to work on is writing a book. Not making, but you could make your own, like self-publish if you want to do that.
Okay.
But I would say just like hone your writing skills through like freelance work or having your own blog, because you want to get your voice down. So that way when you pitch a proposal and you like write that out, the person, the editor reading it can automatically know what the book is going to be like, and then they'll want to buy it. So you just got to know who you are first before you can write a book, because it's the hardest thing I've done creatively. It was really, really hard.
You wrote it for 13 months, which is the
off
amount
and
of
on. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's how long it takes for a baby to gestate.
No, that's
from inception to birth, 13 months. How did you decide what your, so you wrote, you were writing this blog. How did you decide that like this is what your book was going to be about?
Well, my blog was a lot of like race, gender, pop culture stuff. And I realized those are the three things I care about the most. But it was a lot of timely stuff. So for the book, I wanted to kind of make it not timely because, you know, it takes forever to write a book. So it would be boring by the time it came out. So I had to just like, kind of pick things from my life, like growing up in Ohio, going to all white high school and all those kind of situations, and just talk about that. And then also talk about, you know, I wrote a whole thing about having a female president because I literally thought that. I know.
That's weird. I never thought that. And I was like, I was the only one who wasn't blindsided. I just like called it right away. I wasn't blindsided. I was like, no, he's gonna be president.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. So you, about having a female president.
So stuff like that, and it just it was a lot of fun. And doing pop culture stuff is always fun too. So yeah, it just worked out that people liked it, which is nice.
It's so good. It's so funny. There's like a pop culture reference in every sentence. It had me. It like had me screaming.
Like of joy, or
of
you're like,
joy.
Oh, stop it.
No, I like okay. loved it so much. I was like, this is every, like, it's so, the book is really, who here has read this book? Yeah.
Thanks, guys. If you haven't, it's currently $6 on Amazon. They like they're having what? Some crazy sale. So
that's
like
amazing. Go get this book for $6. Yeah, honestly, go buy it for like $20 because like yeah. why not?
I have a question. Just like asking for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you write every day, and how?
No, I do not.
And where and when and what's your process?
My writing process is a lot of procrastination. So it's a lot of like, oh, I think I need to, you know, donate some clothes. Let me go through my closet and get rid of stuff. Or like, oh, you know, I haven't seen Big Little Lies today. So.
Oh my God, Big Little Lies.
Do you guys watch that show? It is so good.
It's killing me.
It is like white nonsense, but also not. Yeah. I love it.
I think the Olsen twins are so good in it.
They are doing a really, really stand-up job.
Yeah.
It is truly white nonsense, but I feel like it knows that it's white nonsense, right. Which means, like, it is really, it's just so good.
Yeah. And Nicole Kidman, killing it.
Yes.
So,
the lady from Moulin Rouge.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'll do a lot of that. And then I'm a person, like, I'm the kind of writer where I need to think something kind of almost all the way through, and then I can sit down and write it. Mm-hmm. It still takes me forever to write, but at least I know where I'm going. So like I'm working on a book proposal right now for a second book because I'm crazy.
Oh my God.
I'm a crazy lady with too much time on my hands. And so I'm just sitting down thinking like, what do I want to say? And then like, yeah, so I would say when it was really hard with the book writing, when I was really like focused in, what I did was great. I turned off my Wi-Fi. And I put my phone in another room.
It sounds terrible.
And I was a strict schedule. So it would be like, I write for 2 hours in the morning, then I can make breakfast. Then I write for an hour, then I could go for a walk. Then I write for 2 hours.
Oh my God.
So it was really strict when it was like crunch time. But the rest of the time, it's like I could stay up until like 5 a.m. just writing. Like I would start writing at like 2 a.m. and stay up to like 5 or 6 and then go to bed. So I'm a wow. weirdo. I'm a night owl. It's wow. really unpredictable. Yeah.
Do you sleep late?
Only when I stay up super late writing. Otherwise I gotta get up at like 8 or 9 to go to the gym. Mm-hmm.
I've never been 12. Up for more than an hour.
Yeah. You do micro naps, right?
Micro naps.
Every hour you take a little nap.
Yeah, something like that.
I've noticed we've lost you like twice during this podcast. Was it really different writing a book and having a long process when you are coming off of doing podcasts where like it's there's such instant gratification? Like you do the podcast and then right away you're like so rich.
Yes, that is different because also making a book, don't get rich. It's just different because doing like Two Dope Queens is just, you know, it's just Jess and I hanging out and we get the energy from the audience. And so writing the book is a lot of me just reading what I wrote aloud to myself. And mm-hmm. if it still makes me laugh, it stays in. And then if it doesn't, I cut it. And so I think I went through maybe like 4 drafts of the book, maybe 5. And by the end, it was not funny to me at all.
You had seen it too much.
Yeah, I seen it too much. So I relied on my editor to be like, is this still funny? And she'd be like, great. So,
this is funny.
Yeah.
Would you show it to friends too?
Would
you want to show it to friends? Did you like show it to friends?
Did I show it to my friends? No. Right? Is that what did you asked?
We did not ask that. You're crazy.
No, what? I'm like, go on iTunes and talk about what I sound like. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's really easy to understand. Her questions are very clear.
Sorry I didn't catch that question. Maybe like in 5 minutes, try it again.
I'm going to try it again, but I'm going to wait 5 minutes because I'm going to let it, I'm going to think about the question. I'm going to rephrase it.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are books like podcasts for your eyes?
Oh, good
you
question.
You know what? That's a really great question. I've never gotten that before. And I want to say, yeah, it is.
I would say that your book has a really great conversational tone where I was like, my friend is talking to me.
Mm. Oh, good. Thank you. That so was what I was striving for. It just sounded like I'm in the room with you.
Yeah.
Just hanging out. We're having a glass of rosé. And I'm just doing all the talking. Mm-hmm. And
that sounds like a dream scenario.
Right? Great...
We're drunk and you're silent. That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that. It does feel like that. I definitely was drinking a lot of rosé while I was reading it, and I did feel like you were talking to me. You were showing me some truths.
Ooh, like
and
what?
You were, well, everything about, I mean, your whole discussion about like black women's hair and like the process of getting your hair done. And it was really, I thought it was amazing. And I love how you were like, you might feel uncomfortable. That's not my goal, but like, here we go. I felt thanks. Really taken care of.
Oh, thanks, boo.
And I felt like I learned.
Good.
And now I'm better. Good.
Oh, that's, mm-hmm. I'm glad you're better. What were you doing before?
Before I was like,
yeah.
Basically, before I was just really like grumpy and mean to everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless of who you were, I was just like really mean to you. And then, like, I read your book and I was like, I'm a better person now.
Okay, good.
It changed me.
I got taller after I read your book. Mm-hmm.
I got thinner, wow. But like fatter in the right places. Mm. And I got a better voice, a better singing voice. I was like, that's just one example.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. I mean,
can you
lessons.
Sing as well or no?
That's our theme song.
It's very ominous. It's really, right?
It is. It's kind of like, uh-oh, mouth time's coming.
Minor key, major fun. Then I eat the microphone.
You talk a lot about award shows and how you grew up watching award shows and that was like, yes, your window into the rest of the world.
Yeah.
What's your favorite award show?
My favorite one, I think, is the Oscars, because I've always, like, my dream is to like win one for Best Director.
You will. I think you will. Because you said it here on this podcast, and so I think it will come true.
I feel like you do everything and you're unstoppable.
Thanks.
It's only a matter of time before you're going to have her.
Yes. Yes.
But you know, and so this year I got to work the Vanity Fair Oscars after party.
No,
like, yeah, which was super fun, and they got me like a dress and like hair and makeup. It was really nice. So it was kind of cool to be around all these celebs and see them just in their element. And I was like, well, this is really cool.
Who did you meet?
I met, well, for the second time, I met John Hamm because he did the podcast before, and then I got to see him. He's delightful
for the second time.
Yeah, he's wonderful and sweet and like disturbingly handsome.
No. Yeah. Is that why he's so, it feels like he's so sweet because he's constantly apologizing for how handsome he is.
Yeah, there is an element of him where he's like, I don't want people to focus on my looks, but yeah, it's also like we have eyes, so
right,
it's hard to not. Like at one point when we were talking, I was asking him, I like literally blacked out because I just looked him like right in the eyes and he like smiled and I like forgot words.
He was like, my eyes are up. Well, you're looking at my eyes and it's fine.
I just want to say, I know you're listening, John Hamm, and you're not my type.
Oh! That's very, whoa, controversial. I will say this. He was not my type either, because when I watched Mad Men, I was all about Roger Sterling because I like him, ooh, old.
Yes.
Working through issues. Hashtag.
Hubsons can be old.
Right.
This is what I'm saying. White, yeah, hair, yes, right, please.
Yeah. And I was always like, John Hamm is a great actor. I'm like, but I don't get it. Mm. I don't understand why everybody wants his Hamaconda. And then I met him and I was like, definitely get it. Like, slid off my chair. I totally get it completely.
People are always sliding off their chairs.
Yeah.
It's really nice because then he gets to catch you.
Yeah.
He is very handsome. And he's like funny too. And
yeah, it's not fair.
I know. Oh, that's what I was about to say. I'm kind of like, fuck off.
Yeah.
You're good at too many things.
Yeah. And then I saw Halle Berry, who was beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
I met Lin-Manuel like ever so briefly.
Oh, wow.
He's so cute and adorable.
He is. And it's so crazy that he's like the number one celebrity right now.
Yeah.
Like I understand it, but it's also blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Because he's like a musical theater nerd.
I know. He's like super famous now. And I also met Trevante from Moonlight, who plays the oldest Chiron. And he's insanely beautiful because he's like really, really dark and it has like really beautiful, like blinding white teeth. And I'm like, yum, 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 yum. Yeah, it was really cool.
Were people from Moonlight just losing their minds that night?
Well, I only saw him. I didn't see anyone else from the cast because there were so many different Oscar parties happening. Mm. But he was so sweet and nice. And he was just like, thank you so much. I was like, you're so amazing. You should be so proud. He's like, thank you. This has been a crazy year. Like, totally down to earth. And the next day I saw he's in a Calvin Klein ad. And I was like, whoa, did you guys see that ad?
Those ads.
That's crazy. It's a lot.
I swallowed my whole body and shit myself out. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe those ads.
Your entire body. You swallowed your entire body. That was a really crazy award show. That was like an award show. I don't know. I guess people always watch award shows, but that was an award show that made award shows feel like award shows again.
Yeah. It was really insane because I did not like La La Land. Did anyone like that movie here? Yeah, it's trash. And so
like four people said ew, and then everybody else was silent and went and just hid under their seats.
They're like, that was my favorite movie of the year.
I love
fucking
that.
Fucking garbage. Seriously. Okay. They can't sing. That's number one.
Yes.
It's not a musical if you can't fucking sing. They couldn't really dance.
Yep.
And this whole like narrative of like this white dude saving jazz and like John Legend is a sellout. Go fuck yourself.
John Legend was the best part of that whole movie.
That's so disrespectful to the legacy of jazz and like black people and like Harriet Tubman. Like, fuck you. I will scream it from mountaintops. I fucking hate that movie and the pretension of it. So glad it lost the way it lost.
It was very embarrassing.
I was like, yeah, you eat it up and then you fucking eat it up, you know?
Like me.
God. Sorry. It's very triggering. When I think of that movie, I could just go.
I don't mean to keep talking about it, but the only part of that movie that I loved was her one-woman show. I was like, to me, I was like, that could have been the whole film. Do you know what I mean? I was like, to see a woman with such commanding stage presence, alone on a stage, bearing her soul.
To meet a saleswoman who knew someone who lived in Paris.
Because not everybody knows someone who lives in Paris.
No, I don't. I don't know.
Like, I don't know. Thinking about the opportunity to know someone who lives in Paris.
You know, there's an app.
No. Mm-hmm. Pair You?
It's called Pair You.
See you in Paris.
It's an app where you just meet people who know someone. It's a little bit like you meet.
It pairs you.
It pairs you with someone who knows someone who lives in Paris.
Yeah.
That is a cool app. I love it.
It's very expensive, though, is the thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How much?
It's a monthly membership of
one jet plane.
One jet plane. It's true. But that's like a small price to pay to know somebody who knows somebody who lives in Paris.
And a lock of Damien Chazelle's hair.
A whole lot.
What's his name? Anyway.
It's Damien Chazelle.
Final question.
Yes, sure.
Okay. Who's seeing in person, like, best outfit, best experience?
Oh, best outfit. Oh, my God. So I was only at the after party. I'm trying to think
Or my alt question is, like, best award show outfit of all time.
Of all time?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's tough. I mean, I'm partial to Halle Berry's dress.
I was just about to say that.
Because it was, like, nude and sensual, but also extremely elegant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it was really, that was a really great balance. I also like when Sharon Stone showed up wearing a Gap t-shirt. It was like so, I was like, yeah, dude. Like she wore that in like a Calvin Klein skirt or something. She looked amazing. I like that she was just like, yeah, I fucking wear Gap too. Like,
Whatever.
I'm a person.
Yeah, no, that was like really cool.
It's weird because when I think of award show outfits, literally all I have in my head is that Halle Berry dress.
Yeah, me
it was
too.
So I think it. Yeah. I think it was just so iconic, and it came at an age when I was like years old, where it was the first time I was like aware of fashion, and everybody was talking about it, and I was like, I'm years old, and this is like what I like.
These, you said 12 years
I was,
old.
Oh no, I was
small. Okay, got it.
You can tell that I was at in the years of home because now I'm old.
Yeah.
Do I look like I'm? Do you think we could model?
Do you think we could model?
Yeah, like, do you think we could model?
Yes, you can model. Yes.
Thank you.
Of course.
Y'all, I will sign my contract here.
I don't know how old you guys are.
We're small.
Right.
We're really small.
We're small.
We're really small.
Okay. But I think you can make it for sure. Thank like, you have a lot of hair. You could do like a Herbal Essences commercial. Which is great.
Oh my god. I could probably model overalls for like an overalls company.
Yes. Oshkosh Bagosh.
Oshkosh Bagosh. My favorite, there's like a couple overalls. There's Oshkosh Bagosh and then there's also like the Painters Union.
Yes.
Sherwin I like Williams. That.
That's like, a great career path.
Those are your choices if you want to wear overalls. Or make it just a whole thing and just go full coveralls.
Ooh, I like that.
Coveralls are going in style.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
Okay, when you win your Oscar, your acceptance speech, is it going to be like...
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be like, you know, funny, or is it going to be like, follow your dreams?
It's going to be both. If I'm single, I'm legit going to hit on whoever is in the audience, because that's my style.
Who would be your dream, like, front row of the Oscars? Like, you point right to them, and you're like, I'm winning an Oscar, so I can just... friggin' hit on you.
Michael B. Jordan.
He's
so cute. So it'd be him and then whatever dumb girl he's dating at the time, but then like he's gonna break up with her to be with me.
Yes, of
Natch.
course.
And then I think I want to see J-Lo. I like when she shows up. She just like looks great.
Do you think she has just like a lifetime invitation to literally any award show?
Yes, because she has
like
an incredible body.
Yeah.
And she's gonna get photographed a lot, so I love her. I want her there. I also want like Steven Spielberg. Like, it's cute to have like an old guy there who's just like happy to be there.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg in the front row and like his tux and his New Balance sneakers and his baseball hat or whatever.
And then also Oprah, because I'm hoping to be friends with Oprah by that
point. Again, you're saying it on the podcast, so I think it'll come true for you.
Yeah, so fingers crossed.
I don't doubt it. Oprah's blowing my mind recently because it's like every few years she's like, oh, also, apart from being Oprah, I'm an amazing actor.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
Yeah,
and
she's
like John Hamm, actually, where I'm like, why are you so good at so many things?
I know. It's
and she
tough.
Keeps looking younger and younger.
I know. But I'm more mad at John Hamm because he's a man. Like, I can't be mad at a woman for being good at a lot of things.
Yeah.
No.
I gotta celebrate women, but men, murder. What? So if you were to make like a biopic about your life. What genre would it be?
I think it would be dramedy. No, my
like
life
Spanglish.
Is basic. It would be like, yeah, just like Spanglish. That movie's so terrible. So
I think, was Spanglish the first dramedy? Looking back now, I'm like, maybe that was the first dramedy.
When Tia Leone is writing...
I didn't get that far in the movie. I was like, this is trash.
I remember that so vividly. It's like seared in my mind.
Wait, what is she write? Like a dude's cock or like a horse? Oh, cool.
She's riding Adam Sandler and like she's in a sports bra and I like cannot forget the image.
That's cool.
Andy That's Sandler, cool. He gets all. Okay. So, what would the genre be?
You know what? I think I want to do like a romantic comedy. Because that's one of my favorite genres. Like When Harry Met Sally is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh, what are your other favorite rom-coms?
Oh, I really like My Best Friend's Wedding.
Mm-hmm. 50 First Dates.
I haven't seen it.
What? That's so weird. It's like a classic film.
I know. I'm getting around to it. 27 Dresses because it's bad, but it's also good.
Yeah, and all the dresses.
Yeah, all the dresses.
My favorite is Drew Barrymore at the Plaza. Truth. Have you seen that one?
No. No. Who plays her love interest in that?
Gary Marshall.
Oh, he's in the movie.
Yeah, the twist. He's in it.
Is that where it was like she's looking the whole time for her love interest, mm-hmm. and then an elevator opens in the last 5 minutes of the movie, and it's Gary Marshall, and he's like, surprise.
Yeah, he's like, it's Cerulean. Yeah.
I also Serendipity.
Ooh.
Yes.
It's good. It's stupid, but it's good.
I like that restaurant.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's cute. It is cute.
That's where you can get frozen hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Which is basically a milkshake.
Oh, my God. What?
Sorry, but I have to speak my truth.
Anyways, whatever.
Wow, we're really like...
Are we there yet?
We're changing lives tonight.
Yeah.
In this basement.
Okay, here's to sort of move on. Okay, you're sitting down right now.
Yes.
But you do stand up.
Yes, I do.
It's crazy because seeing you sitting, yes. I can't even imagine.
I can't picture it.
She just stood up.
What is that like for you? And was that something you always dreamed of doing?
No.
Oh.
I thought I was going to write really serious movies that would win Oscars. Like, I loved American Beauty, and I was like, oh, that trash bag floating the wind scene.
That's like, art.
Literally, I was such an asshole 17-year-old. I'm like, I'm going to do something like that. so stupid. And so, yeah, I studied screenwriting in college, and then I did... our school had like a improv team, and so I just did that for a couple years. And then when I graduated, I'm like, no, I'm gonna focus on screenwriting, like performing. That's like not a career. And so it wasn't until a friend of mine wanted to take a stand up class. This was 2008, and she asked me to do it with her, and I was like, okay, I guess. And that's how I got into comedy. So it was very lucky that I got into comedy.
And you were like, bye, I'm gonna go be so famous and so podcast rich now.
Yes to both of those things.
That's amazing. So yeah. Your friend, that's like very similar to like all those weird Hollywood stories that's mm-hmm. like, well, his brother was auditioning, and then he was just like sitting in the waiting room, and the Hollywood agent was like, you
have a good jawline. Yeah.
But like the difference is like then I just started doing like biker bar shows in Staten Island,
and then you worked really hard.
Yeah, for like 9 years, like very not glamorous.
Mm. Stand-up comedy is not glamorous.
No.
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of dudes.
Yes.
Just gotta write and get up and fail, and it gets scary sometimes, but then you're just like, whatever, who cares?
Yeah, you have to like face rejection every single night, mm-hmm. put your life and your soul on the line. And again, all those dudes.
It's a little dramatic, but sure.
You have to put your soul on the line. You have to put your whole soul out in front of an audience and say, this is me.
That reminds me of me doing the Common App.
Oh my goodness. I didn't do the Common App. The school that I went to didn't take any applications. You just had to print out your Facebook.
Like your entire Facebook history?
Yeah, you had to print it out because I went to Pratt.
Wait, I went to Pratt.
Oh, I went to the Heidi and Spencer Pratt Institute for Social Media. And the admission process was you had to print out your whole Facebook and give it to them, and then they were like, you're in.
That was a good twist.
What? Okay. Phoebe, while we have you here hostage on our stage, will you play a game with us?
Yes, yay! I love games.
I love games too. My favorite game is cards.
I haven't played that one yet.
It's really good. You should try cards.
Yeah.
Okay, so this game is really fun because it's really dumb.
Cool.
It's called Dick Up or Dicked Down.
Ooh, nice.
And here's how it's going to work. We're going to throw out the name of a male celeb.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell us if he would be more into you. Mm-hmm. That's Dick Up. Like, if he would be just, like, obsessed with you.
Yeah.
Dick or up. If you would be more into him and not Dick Down.
Ooh, cool.
Because the crux of this game is that two people can never both like each other. It's always like either you like someone or they like right. you, and that's it.
And yeah. that's what you learned at the Heidi and Spencer Pratt School of Love.
Exactly. Like, for example, Drake mm-hmm. is fully Dick Up for Rihanna, but as far as we can tell, she has no desire for him as Dick right. Down.
Yeah.
No.
Agreed.
That's just something that we're observing. Okay, so okay. are you ready?
Was born ready.
Okay, so it. Speaking of yeah. Drake.
Dick Down, gross.
Dick Down.
Yeah.
Even though he has new music out.
I don't care.
And people are really excited.
But I think, doesn't Dick Down mean that you are into him?
No, Dick Up. No, wait. Dick Down means wait, that Dick he's Down? More into me than I am into him.
Wait, Dick Up is you. Dick Up is...
He's into you.
Dick Up is he's into you. Let me consult
my
notes.
So Dick Up. Massive
okay,
Dick Up.
Dick Up. Okay. Dick Up.
Yeah.
Drake is like, Phoebe, will you please go on a date with me? And you're like...
Yeah. Hard pass.
You're like, hard pass.
Yeah.
You're like, no. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, next is Steve Carell.
Why can't we both be into each other? Because that's like... Like, no. We would be a cute married couple who would, like, go to fucking Trader Joe's and get animal crackers to sneak into the movies. Like, we would do that.
I can definitely
see. I can see that.
Steve right? Carell eating animals.
He's a dramedy boy.
Okay, I'm going to say Dick Down.
You're Dick Down for Steve Carell.
Yeah, I like
okay,
that.
Great,
yeah,
great, 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 great. Yeah. It's hard because, like, Dick Down does make it sound like you're like, ugh, Dick Down. Because yeah. your dick would be down. But I think what it is that his dick is down and you're ready to pull his dick back up.
Yes.
Go I fish. Don't know.
The rules of this game are totally arbitrary. We made it up. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. The dad whose kids walked in on him giving a Skype interview about North Korea. And no, it can't be mutual.
No animal crackers for you guys.
I'm going to say... Dick Up.
Dick Up, yes. Yeah. He's obsessed with you and he's yeah. like, help me raise my kids.
Yeah, and I'm like, no. I'm busy.
He's married. He is married though.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. No. Well done. Well done.
Okay, next is Ryan Reynolds.
No, Dick Down because he got married on a former slave plantation. And that's disgusting.
Oh, boo, Ryan yeah. Reynolds. Yeah, wait, he's married to Blake Lively, right?
Yes.
Ugh. They're terrible.
Blake Lively is so funny because she like started like Goop 2.0, but like after Goop and was just, do you know that her website is yeah. like fake Goop?
Yeah, it's pointless because it's like Goop is here, so yeah, just go home.
We don't need more Goop.
Yeah, I'm no. Like,
no. And she, and Blake Lively's never opened her mouth.
No, it's true.
Her even on Gossip so Girl. She's never talked on Gossip Girl. Yeah.
She's always,
that.
Her mouth is really small. It's because all she eats is goop.
They're a crazy strong.
Okay, what about, this is someone who we keep talking about on pretty much every episode of the podcast, Dev Patel. Mm.
Wait, Dick Down is I'm super into him?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
He's okay. hot. He was so hot in Lion. I was like, this is intense. Not the takeaway of the movie, but like, you're really hot.
But like, that's fine. That can be yeah. a takeaway.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Like, where was it where he picked up the kid from Lion and everybody I was know. Like, my ovaries?
Yeah. That's true.
Everybody's ovaries fell out of their body and then it was like a whole like disaster. Like, it was a natural disaster. The Red Cross was like, oh no, the ovaries are spilled.
And I donated $20 to the ACLU.
That's so beautiful. You're definitely going to be able to write that off.
Thank you. I've already written it off. I forgot I did it. Okay, next up.
Yeah.
This is, wait for it. Chris Pratt from Parks and Rec.
Ooh.
the Parks and Rec years.
I'm gonna say it's tough because all I see is him now.
I know, but
no one knew that potential was there.
I know, and he was like a little chubby.
But it's not even that. You're just he like, yeah, playing, he's just gonna be that guy in this show, and his career is like not gonna go anywhere.
He was playing like a dumdo.
Yeah, but he was really funny, and I do like funny guys. Uh-huh. I'm gonna say Dick Down. Mm.
That's great. Yeah. I think I would be too.
I'm very dumb.
Because I was like, he seemed really like approachable and like he could be his friend. Now it's like, oh. No. So what about Chris Pratt like Passenger, when he played Rick Passenger in the movie, Passengers?
Dick up. No, wait, still Dick Down.
Dick Down.
Yeah, it's always going to be Dick Down, right?
Yeah, like that movie seemed questionable, but not his fault.
Yeah.
Not his fault.
He had to make that money. I get it.
Exactly. He wasn't like, I'm going to wake up Jennifer Lawrence and make her be my girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah, that's a weird plot.
I don't like that.
It is.
Did she come? I didn't see the movie because I was like, this is trash. But I hope she like confronted him and like cussed him the fuck out.
I'm sorry that we're spoiling this movie, but none of us saw it, so. I don't think it counts as a spoiler if you didn't see it.
Yeah, no one saw it.
If
no
you're like,
one saw it.
Well, I heard, then it's not a spoiler.
Yeah.
That's just conversation.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
I heard. Does she confront him, people in our audience? Yes. She does. She's like, excuse me, why did you wake me up from my good nap?
Is there a witty banter in the movie? No.
There's no witty banter in that whole movie?
Do they have chemistry at all or nah?
No chemistry.
I hate that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. It's like you're being paid millions of dollars. Like, you should have chemistry with Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
And he should have chemistry with Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence is every woman.
She is every woman.
She's every white woman, sure.
Oh. She can just say whatever she wants.
Yeah, and it's really charming.
She eats fries. She eats french fries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah. She did that one interview where she was like, I wiped my ass on a secret stone. And for like 5 seconds, everyone went, no. And then the next day they were like, yes.
Yeah, she's such an asshole for that.
Yeah. Everyone's still dicked down for her. It's very weird.
This chick's dick up.
Okay, wait, sorry. I'm sorry to keep railing on this Chris Pratt thing, but what about Chris Pratt from the Lego movie?
Dick down.
Yeah. Same. I would love to just like be with a Lego. I would love to be with a Lego.
Yeah. My boyfriend's name is Allegro. One word. Two
Allegro.
L's. Allegro.
He's Italian.
It's Spanglap.
He's Spanglish. He's from Spangland.
Yeah. Okay, next. Stick up, stick down. The whole cast of Get Out.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
It's the whole
so
cast.
It's so good.
Though.
It's the whole
movie. It's so good.
I think Dick Down, because they're like cooler than me.
They're very cool. Yeah. Everyone in that, Bradley Whitford has never looked older. Everyone in that movie is so good, and I've never sweat more in my whole life than I did when I watched Get Out.
It's brilliant. It's like the perfect movie.
Mm. It's perfect. Yeah. You know what was also perfect? How sweaty I was.
Aww, I'm
really
sorry.
Sweaty. I got nervous and I started sweating right away, and I didn't stop until the movie was done.
So you were just like soaked all the way through.
I was soaked, and then I turned to people I was with and I said, wow, who sweated?
And then John Hamm was on his knees to catch you, and you slid out of your chair.
I slid out of my chair. And I was like, who are you?
Okay, next dick up, dick down, Gumby.
Yeah, what about Gumby?
Dick up?
Yeah,
you're so right.
You're above Gumby.
Yeah, I think so.
Gumby would be calling you. Gumby has no podcast. Yeah. Gumby would be calling you like, hey, like, are you around? Like, what are you up to?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm busy.
I'm really busy. Yeah. I bet Gumby's really needy. Yeah. I bet he's a really needy lover.
Yeah.
Because he's so stretchy.
Yeah, like needy with a K.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. He'd be needy with the K for sure. What about Okay, Enrique Iglesias, but circa 1999.
Oh, when he had the mole? That was when peak hotness. Absolutely yes. Dick mm-hmm. down.
You know yeah. what's crazy, though? I looked him up, and I looked up Enrique Iglesias, 2017, and either he hasn't been seen in public, and we need to start, like, a Richard Simmons podcast about him. Or
that could be our thing.
He looks exactly the same.
Yeah. And he's still with Anna Kournikova.
Yes.
It's great.
It's amazing. Wow. Enrique Iglesias was very important to my sexual awakening.
I get that.
I think it was for a lot of women.
Do you know who mine was?
Huh.
Colin Firth.
Mm. Oh, I love Colin Firth. Yeah, that's a great choice.
I actually, like, for me too, Hugh Grant.
Mm.
I don't know what it is about Hugh Grant, but...
I loved About a Boy, Hugh Grant.
I thought about 2 weeks notice, Hugh Grant.
Oh, he was so cute in that. That movie was terrible, but he was so cute in that.
The premise of that movie is that he's a rich asshole.
Yeah.
That's every movie.
And he like never redeems himself, but you're like, aw. You're like, ah. And then Sandra Bullock does not get a makeover in that movie, but she like does get a makeover. Yeah,
she goes from bangs to not bangs.
Yes,
right. I think that's the whole makeover.
Mm-hmm. And she goes from like peasant skirt to like peasant top with a regular skirt.
Yeah.
And it's like she's better. It's really crazy. Okay, what about the Trivago guy?
What, refresh my memory. What does he look like?
Well, he might be your type because he's kind of old.
Cool.
He has some scruff, but it's not like real scruff. It's like he forgot to shave for one day.
Oh, that's hot.
And he's in a commercial for Trivago, and he's always just like, oh, sorry, I just woke up. What am I doing? And then he's in the commercial. Based on that description, dick up or dick down?
I'm going to say dick up because, come on, I'm better than him,
You're better than him. Yes. You heard it here first. Phoebe Robinson is better than the Trivago commercial guy.
And the final one of us game.
I could do this for another hour. It's really so fun.
I know. Even though it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Makes sense.
It is fun to think about like what hot guy would be like just obsessed with you.
Yeah.
I think this might be the one. Okay, final this one. Set. The Sprint guy who betrayed Verizon.
That shook me to my core. What a backstabber. So what do you think? Would he be obsessed?
No, dick up. Like, we would smash once, and then he'd be like, come on, let's keep hanging out. I'd be like, dude, that was a smash and dash.
I'd be like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? What? Yeah.
You'd be like, I saw what you did to Verizon. I'm just not willing to put my heart out on the line. That is so crazy. They must have offered him so much money.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't doing anything.
That's true. It's weird that his work in the Verizon commercials didn't translate to, like, film.
Yeah.
Although now, I mean, we have, like, a Bitmoji movie and, like, we have so many... The things that I'm waiting for are the Verizon commercial guy, the movie.
Yeah.
And a movie about the Mucinex characters. I think that's the next one.
And the hot Mr. Clean that aired during the Super Bowl. Did you see that ad?
Yeah. That was wild.
He had
wild.
Like such a nice butt, and I was like, I know that he's not real. Like I know it, but also like I'm intrigued. Yeah. You know?
If I saw a giant hot cartoon in my house, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. Let's see what's up. You know.
Yeah. I'd be like, let's go down this path.
Yeah. What cartoon character would you guys most want to have sex with?
Whoa, you really turned it on us. Like, oh wow. Okay, wait, I know this.
Okay. You didn't need to think about it at all.
I didn't have to think about it because I know right away, and this is another important part of my sexual awakening. Okay. It's from the Goofy movie. His son, Goofy's son. Whose name is Max. And all he wants to do is go to a Powerline concert. And his dad's like, but first we have to go on a father-son fishing trip. And Max betrays him. Have you seen this movie?
I haven't, but Jess was telling me about it today, so I guess this is like something I need to watch.
It's so good. I'm glad that it's like seeping into your day. It's a really good movie. His son, they're like going on a road trip, and then his son like, I don't want to give it, I don't want to spoil
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. Yeah. It's definitely in pieces on internet.
It's in pieces.
It's definitely in pieces on my floor because I threw it. Okay, wow. So okay. That was really shocking to me.
Yeah.
I feel like my first, when you first asked, I was like the Robin Hood fox. Right. But then I was like, no.
Yeah.
It is Stu, the dad from Rugrats, when he brings Angelica the cold purple drink. And he's like, here, Angelica. And I'm like, that's my man. I want a cold purple drink.
I like that.
Who's your cartoon person?
Okay. This is a new one for me. I will say I would wait for Moana to get of age.
Oh.
And then we get gay married.
Oh, my God.
And fucking dominate, dude.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm funny. She can fucking sail a boat. Like, that's all you need.
I know that Moana is a cartoon, but definitely during that movie, I found myself being like, she's so pretty.
Right?
It's like, oh, my God. She's just, like, so pretty. I wish that I looked like Moana. The girl
her
who plays,
voice, yeah.
So good. And the girl who plays Moana looks a lot like Moana, and it's crazy.
It is shocking. It's really cool.
I did look up a documentary on the internet.
Yeah.
And they like did a thing where they were like, she was meeting people for the first time and they were like, can you believe how much she actually looks like Moana? And I was like, you lucky bitch. So good. I loved Moana. I loved everything about it.
Yeah. It was a perfect movie.
The perfect movie.
You haven't seen it?
Is it in pieces?
Get on it. It's in pieces.
Okay, because then I can definitely find it like somewhere.
This podcast is brought to you by Moana. Great. Well, Phoebe, thank you so much.
Thank you
for having me. You guys have been great. Should I get off stage? How does this work?
No, you should stay on stage. Actually, you're going to stay on stage for the next few hours, and we're going to stop recording, but there's going to be a really long Q&A.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And Marina Abramovic is going to come and just like look at you.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be like, Phoebe, first of all, thank you so much for being here. And then they're going to ask a 6-part question. So get ready for that. But we do have one last segment that you can stick around for, and that is called Spalat. And this is just where we say like what we're up to in the coming weeks. So I'm really excited because I'm actually going to be stockpiling weapons in my underground bunker, just like for funsies.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
You never know.
Yeah, what are you up to?
Oh, I'm going to be traveling back in time to the first time I ever tasted liqueur. And I want to relive that experience.
That's amazing. I've always wanted to go back to that time and be like, and just relive it. Well, so what do you have coming up?
Yeah.
Great.
Where can we see you?
Well, I'm going to be in LA for the next 2 months because I'm writing on Portlandia.
Very excited.
It's the final season, so I feel very honored they asked me to do it. In beginning of June 2nd through 4th, Jess and I will be in San Francisco for Comedy Central's Colossal Fest, whatever. It's a comedy festival. And then we're going to be doing Two Dope Queens at Bonnaroo in Tennessee the following weekend.
Wow.
And then I think we're going to start back doing shows at the Bell House end of June, beginning of July.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you guys can check out
So Many White Guys season finale is next Tuesday, and then season 3 of Two Dope Queens premieres on April 4th.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So much. So everyone listening on their iPods and everybody here, you can go buy tickets to Bonnaroo right now. Get on your phones, buy tickets to Bonnaroo, go to San Francisco to the Colossal Festival.
Yes.
That's amazing. So many cool places to see you.
Clusterfest.
Clusterfest.
Yes.
There we go. I'll be at the Colossal Fest headlining.
Yeah, we're headlining the Colossal Fest. We're kind of like, you're doing Bonnaroo or whatever. We are similarly performing in a lot of basements. Yeah. So, you know, but that's like, the difference is like, that's why we're so rich from our podcast. Yeah.
But what is similar is that you will need to bring a tent to both events.
Yes, you have to bring your own tent. Amazing. Well, you're up to the coolest things. And again, buy her book.
Yeah,
it's $6.
Get it.
That's amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. This
thank you for having
great.
Me.
Thank you, everybody in our live audience for being here. Thank you, Union Hall. If you like the podcast, please seriously do go subscribe and like us and write reviews about how your voices are.
And tune in next week.
Oh, yeah. Tune in next week when we try
bread.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ronnie.
And I'm Ben, and we're from Watch Your Crappins, the podcast that's all about Bravo.
Yeah, do you have a really deep-seated need to talk Bravo, but can't find friends to talk about it with?
Are you the only one you know who watches Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Are you the only person in your friend circle who worries about what old rubber-faced ladies are fighting about?
Well, guess what? You have us now to talk to. And by talk to, we mean listen to. Because we're talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Vanderpump Rules, Top Chef, and everything else on Bravo. So come listen to Watch What Crappens.
Hey, what's up? I'm Yasser Lester.
I'm Isaiah Lester.
And this week on My Brother's Sneaker, we'll be talking about...
Vans!
That's right. The surf, skate, hype beast sneaker of the moment. You don't want to miss it here on Feral Audio.
Feral Audio.